Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Bill Clinton was hospitalized in California Tuesday with a suspected blood infection. He's at University of California Irvine Medical Center. Doctors there are saying that they are closely monitoring the 42nd president, and he's being given IV antibiotics and fluids. On Thursday, Clinton's staff said he's on the mend and in good spirits. New York real estate heir, 78-year-old Robert Durst, was sentenced Thursday to life in prison without the chance of parole for the murder of his best friend more than two decades ago. Durst was convicted in Los Angeles Superior Court last month of first-degree murder for shooting Susan Berman. You can spot a close encounter between Venus and the bright orange star Antares in the Friday night sky to the southwest just after sunset. Unlike the grouping between Saturn, Jupiter, and the Moon this week, Venus and Antares are going to be just about on top of each other. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The supply chain in America is broken and not operating at full efficiency. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
To try and address supply chain issues around the country, President Biden announced Wednesday that the Port of Los Angeles will be operating around the clock. One of the impacted industries is the toy industry, which is concerning to Toy Association President Steve Peserb, who shares with Newsmax where the most impact is being felt across the country.
This is a pretty significant problem, particularly for the medium-sized and small-sized toy companies. America's got over 900 different toy companies, and while we all know the household names, it's those medium and small companies that are really struggling, both getting on the ships to get here, and also the enormous increase in prices that the shipping companies are charging, upwards of 800-900% over last year.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Buccaneers beat the Eagles 28-22 in last night's Thursday night football game. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As more Americans are resisting the federal government's control of your body by demanding everyone get a COVID vaccine no matter what, lines in the sand have been drawn between the Chicago Police Department and Democrat Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
They're going to show up, they're going to report for duty, and they're going to comply with a legal directive from the city and an order from the police department. Anything less would be insubordination. And I hope that members of the department are not led over the cliff without a parachute by anybody who tells them they can just ignore legal, proper direction.
Chicago Police Union President John Catanzara on Fox News Thursday evening.
Just because she says it doesn't make it so. It is not a legal, proper directive. She knows it, they know it, and our members know it. We had a special meeting last night of membership, and I can tell you we had to place stuffed more people than had ever been at any meeting in my 26 years on this job. And it was unanimous across the board. Hold the line, don't bend. It's not John Catanzara pushing this. John Catanzara is the mouthpiece for the FOP members who want something done on their behalf.
A woman in British Columbia, Canada, on October 3rd became the proud owner of a 2.8-pound meteorite. She found it between the pillows on her bed after being awakened by a loud crash. The meteorite didn't burn up upon Earth's entry and was whittled down to the size of a fist. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got Liz Peek, a Fox News contributor, with us right now. Hey, Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm delighted to join you.
Always good fun to have you on. Maybe you can explain this, okay, because I don't understand. The Biden administration at every turn just smacks of incompetence. I mean, you hear the language of, you know, Pete Buttigieg and Jennifer Granholm, Mayorkas. I mean, whether we're talking border, energy, or travel, and where are they? I mean,
well, I think they're stuck in a sort of ideological fog, to be honest. I mean, nowhere is that more evident than on climate change. I read this morning Pete Buttigieg has been out since mid-August with family leave because he and his husband have adopted, I guess, two infants. And so he has basically not been available to deal with the supply crisis at our ports and other logistical issues that are really driving up prices and hurting average Americans. Pete Buttigieg, nonetheless, will be going to the UN climate forum at the end of this month. So there's the priorities, Bill, right?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, climate change is more important than Christmas and stocking the shelves of American consumers. Just sort of put that in your head and sort of focus on that.
It really explains. Hang on, just a second. It really explains his disconnect, though, with his answer in talking about his solution for what was happening, and that is that they were going to hire a bunch of interns to to liberate all this supply. That's I think they got over 70 ships parked on the Pacific Ocean there on the West Coast.
This is an unprecedented situation, and basically what happened, and I think it's sort of understandable. I mean, I could go through kind of how we got here. How we got here is that the government spewed out far too much relief money into an already booming economy, driving demand up enormously. At the same time, the supply side obviously had problems because of COVID, not just in the United States, but elsewhere. Manufacturers were having to shut down and reopen. Also, supply energy problems in China. They had rolling blackouts. And then we have the actual distribution issue, which is what everyone is now focused on, where we have all these ships at ports. But it's not just ships. It's we don't have enough truckers. We don't have enough pallets to deliver goods. We don't have enough warehouse space to store these goods. So the ships can unload them,
right,
and the ports run out of literally square footage to put all this stuff. So what you needed, and I think – this sort of started in March when all these problems began to rear their ugly head, is you had to have an all-of-government approach to say what Trump would have said. And I've got my issues with Trump, but the truth is he would have brought in labor, big business, and said, look, we got to solve this problem. If it means building temporary warehousing facilities, knocking down climate laws that allow that, or zoning restrictions in California that are a problem, knock them down. We're not going to, you know, let that stand in the way. Similarly, we need 24/7 operation. What's in the way of that? Union rules. I mean, you can kind of track back a lot of what's going on here, that the shortage of work truckers and the fact that we don't have enough and all these bottlenecks in the port. A lot of that stems from the fact that unions over time have artificially constricted the supply of labor mm-hmm. to pad their own nest. And, you know, exactly. That's understandable. That's their job. But in a crisis, the job of the government is to wade in there and say, okay, all those rules are off the table. Here's what we're going to do.
Exactly. Well, no doubt Donald Trump, because of his business background and being a true chief executive officer, had unique talent to be able to solve this problem. Joe Biden clearly does not, has not had that experience. But who in the administration is responsible, you know, to sound the alarm? Because meanwhile, you had Joe Biden declaring that, the extra support in terms of, taking the labor force out of the marketplace by incentivizing them to stay home. He was totally disconnected and did not consider that it had any impact whatsoever on labor shortage.
Yeah. And by the way, his vaccine mandate has made that even worse.
Exactly.
I wrote about this several weeks ago. There was a trucker organization, I'm assuming a union organization, that put out a statement saying this is going to cost us labor. This is going to cost, encourage drivers to sit on the sidelines. No matter whether you think that the vaccination program is the most important thing or not, the truth is right now we have a massive labor shortage. And to bump out tens of thousands of workers across the country, not just in trucking, but in dock workers and grocery workers, everybody else. You've seen so many people laid off. The worst, most ironic, of course, here we are in the middle of a pandemic, and nurses are being laid off. Healthcare
exactly.
workers.
And doctors.
You know,
yeah, but,
it's nuts. It is really nuts. So, look, Biden, I think, did the vaccination thing well-intentioned. I think it's had a bad outcome. But the problem, as you point out, one of the problems is Biden has never met a paycheck. He's never unsnarled a logistics issue. I know because of various non-for-profits I'm involved in, I know a dozen people who could make this better, literally,
yes.
because that's what they do. They organize the flow of shipments around the world. But this guy has no idea how it works. And by the way, he put in Pete Buttigieg. Tom Cotton, I think, mentioned yesterday on Fox News, he has absolutely no background for the job of transportation secretary. He has less than any qualifications for any job. He's done nothing but be a public official and be in the military. Kudos to him for serving. I think that's great. But the truth is, secretary of transportation is kind of important right now, and we don't have the man for the job.
Well, even for character, in regard to character, I don't know of anybody who has a work ethic that would sit out for this length of period of time. I don't care, you know, the situation. Look at, you've got a child coming in, but if that's going to be the case, you've got to make sure that you've got somebody to replace you who can back you up. But, you know, here he does a soundbite, and he comes off with something so goofy. I mean, you could really tell that he'd been, you know, somewhere else. He hadn't been on the job. You know, it's like anything, Liz. You know, if we're not constantly sharpening our blade on a daily basis, it gets dull and we sound stupid. And that's exactly what he sounded like the other day.
Well, I have to say, I was thinking back to when I had kids. I had cesarean sections every time. I think I went back to work pretty darn quickly after I did that. So there I am, you know. Why did I? Because I had a job and I felt like I needed to be there and do it. So, I mean, look, I'm not a paragon of anything, but I was kind of thinking to myself, okay, this guy didn't deliver a child. He has a husband who I don't think is fully employed. Maybe he could take care of the kids. Anyway, look, I'm happy as a family. I think that's great. But the truth is the country needs him to get to work.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the rest of these secretaries, and God only knows what. I mean, this is just such a mess at every turn, Liz. It's just like, please,
somebody,
I think you started it off right, Bill. This is an incompetent group of people, whether it's Antony Blinken, Gina Raimondo, I think highly of. She's the Secretary of Commerce. Where has she been? I don't know what she's doing. This is also her bailiwick, I think. You go up and down the line, it's not impressive.
Yep. Got to go to break. More from Liz after this.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm looking forward to a playdate with my granddaughter.
Nana! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh Christian Independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome. Great to have you with us. And if you're listening to us over the weekend, we've got a span of radio stations across the country that air us on Saturday and Sunday over the weekend. We say welcome. Good to have you with us. And again, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com, get caught up, and you get to hear all these brilliant experts who come on the show. There's no 8-second sound bites. We're able to get into the depth of a topic to expand your understanding and your intellect about what's going on. We're not about dumbing down. We're about enlarging people's intellect, and this is why we welcome conversations from both sides, so that it is balanced. Liz, you know, that is so important in today's culture, because as you mentioned earlier, you can get so ideologically fixed that you're just not listening to the other people. In the history of man, that's never worked. It's always proven to be a failure and a dumbing down of the populace.
Agree more. And I must say, I was driving somewhere the other day and I was thinking about the fact that this is kind of off topic, but in New York City right now, if you go into a CVS, even a nice, big, new, well-lit CVS in a good part of town,
mm-hmm.
every single thing is under lock and key. It's all under plastic barriers. You have to get someone to, for toothpaste, Bill, you have to get a helper to open the plastic door, and you ask. There was a woman at the till, and I said, what in the world is this all about? And she said, they just come in and they clean out the shelves. We can't do anything about it. The cops don't care. And I was thinking about the people in San Francisco where the local council or whatever now allows shoplifting up to $900.
Yeah.
So you have all these Walgreens leaving town. But stores like Saks Fifth Avenue or whatever sit and watch as people come in and steal right up to $900 worth of goods and walk out the door. There's nothing you can do.
Exactly.
Tell me what part of the population thinks that makes any sense at all. This, when you talk about ideology, when it begins to be personal safety issues, as it is now in New York, with people getting robbed and knifed and shot occasionally, even in the best parts of town, even when you're doing absolutely nothing other than having dinner outside or whatever, how can anybody defend the policies that have gotten us to that place? It seems insane to me. But I am, I was thinking, I would love to debate the city council members who voted in these no bail laws and other restrictions on the cops that mean that we let people out of jail to basically the recidivism, as you probably know, is like huge. There are people who are arrested who've done it 148 times before, and they're let right back out on the streets. It's so crazy, it just makes your head explode. And I don't know how we're ever going to kind of get back to where we need to be.
Well, common sense has left the building, but we have to keep in mind that for about 90% of the country, common sense still resides. I mean, the people in the Midwest flyover states, they're looking at what's happening on the coast, and they just go, oi.
they just can't believe it.
It's so idiotic, right? I mean, and you talk about having the opportunity to debate. Look at what happened to that father in Virginia. He's at a school board meeting, and he's there to cause their, call their attention to these, gender-neutral, fluid bathrooms. That his daughter got raped in because this guy who was wearing a dress, but with the male genitalia, goes in and rapes his daughter, and he's bringing it to the attention of the school board, saying these policies are idiotic. Do you think they'd listen to him? No, he ends up in jail, and the kid that violated and raped his daughter, who this young girl is going to have this memory with her for the rest of her life. She's going to be dealing with this, and. He's transferred to another school. And guess what? He did it again, to your point.
Yeah.
The whole thing
is so crazy, right? How crazy is that?
Right.
So, I mean, thankfully, to your point, there are a great many Americans who do not agree with what's going on. Unhappily, and happily for them, they want to live their lives. They don't want to get caught up in all this craziness. So an awful lot of people, I still think the silent majority is the silent majority. And thankfully, at least at school boards now, people are speaking out. I think some of the news articles about things like Zuckerberg spending $400 million, which basically looks to have been very partisanly spent and may have tipped the election.
Of course.
I think these kinds of things begin to rankle. And hopefully it means that people a year from now will go out and vote for different candidates, people whose values they believe in and whose policies they admire. instead of just we have a mayoral election coming up in New York City. I will bet you, and we can talk about this afterwards, the turnout, I will bet, that elects the next mayor is going to be under 20% of New Yorkers. Why? Yeah.
Well, because that's what it was last time, right?
Conclusion. Huh?
Yeah. That's what it was last time, wasn't it?
When one of the worst mayors in the history of the city, Bill de Blasio, was elected, I think it was 17% of the electorate actually voted for this guy. And yet he was there for 8 years. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, amazing. You know, I got to tell you one thing that I thought was very touching, speaking of the mayoral race, Curtis Sliwa, who you probably know from the Guardian Angels,
sure.
There was a confrontation he had with a young man who was obviously dealing with some mental conditions. And Curtis stopped for a moment and just asked him, said, you know, and this guy up to that moment was very mean-spirited. He was striking out. I mean, he was just a volcano getting to erupt. And Curtis just put his arm around and said, hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
And the guy broke down crying. And, you know, because I don't think anybody ever stopped to give. This is part of the problem that's happening in New York and in these major cities, is there's a lot of mental issues that dealing with that nobody's coming alongside. And I got to tell you, just that piece of video alone should be an example for the rest of the country. And I think for all of us to understand that, you know, look at people got problems. I mean, these are fellow citizens. And you know, I understand, you know, we want to protect ourselves, but there needs to be some, you know, some balanced compassion in this. And balanced compassion means, look at, if you're breaking the law, then there needs to be some justice and adjudication. You just don't put them back on the street again to break the law again. You know, that's absurd.
We have to have some compassion for the victims, Bill, and they're
missing. You're right.
That's gone missing entirely. Mm-hmm. It went missing for this guy whose daughter was raped. It went missing for the family of the woman shoved in front of a subway car and killed by someone who had done it before many times.
Exactly.
You know, at some point, we do have to care about the people who are being hurt. And so I agree with you. I think compassion, but compassion with discipline. You know, if you're a parent, you know that the best thing you can do for your kids is to be a tough disciplinarian. That every child psychology textbook will tell you. I don't mean harsh. I mean tough. If you say something, you mean it. If you do something wrong, you are penalized for having done something wrong. That's how kids learn to behave. And in our licentious society, I think that's a message that has kind of gone missing. We're really off topic now, but anyway, some of these things
without a doubt. But again, I'm with you. The silent majority can no longer be silent. It has to push back against the insanity. If not, you know, what is it going to take, Liz? I don't know if there's, you know, one person, an event, or whatever it's going to cause for people to finally just say enough of this stuff, because this is very dangerous. Because when you look back historically, I mean, look what happened in Germany. It was only 10% that were about fascists that turned Germany on its head. 90% just went along to get
along.
And we cannot have that here in America. So I agree with you. About a minute. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I think we are going along, and one of the most obvious ways that we are is that we all use Facebook, we use Twitter. We're unwilling to give up our access and our reliance on social media, even though we know it is really a damaging influence in our country and in our lives. And I'm the first to say I'm on Twitter, I'll stay on Twitter, but I'm loath to support these companies, because I think they're a malevolent influence in our country. So I applaud any legislator that really wants to kind of rein them in. I don't know how they're going to do that, Bill. Maybe nothing going forward is more important.
Well, the whistleblower came out, but there's mixed reviews on her report. You know, what is her motivation? Is it to double down? Although some of us could only hope there would be some consideration about the 230 reform. But like you said, I don't know. I mean, it takes some courage to stand up to what's happening in our country today on all sides, our elected officials and we the people, to not continue to elect these people with these incredible policies. And it's sadly to say, it's one party over the other. Liz Peek, thank you for being with us. Always.
Small business.
Thank you.
You know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Bill Clinton was hospitalized in California Tuesday with a suspected blood infection. He's at University of California Irvine Medical Center. Doctors there are saying that they are closely monitoring the 42nd president, and he's being given IV antibiotics and fluids. On Thursday, Clinton's staff said he's on the mend and in good spirits. New York real estate heir 78-year-old Robert Durst was sentenced Thursday to life in prison without the chance of parole for the murder of his best friend more than two decades ago. Durst was convicted in Los Angeles Superior Court last month of first-degree murder for shooting Susan Berman. You can spot a close encounter between Venus and the bright orange star Antares in the Friday night sky to the southwest just after sunset. Unlike the grouping between Saturn, Jupiter, and the Moon this week, Venus and Antares are going to be just about on top of each other. This is USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
America, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Bill, how are you? It's great to talk to you.
Hey, always good. Got lots of things. Want to talk about Mitch McConnell. Want to talk about who's running Joe Biden's White House. But before we get there, what do you make? Now that we're hearing more of the story about what happened in Loudoun County with his dad that was, restrained by the gendarme there at a school board meeting. I don't blame this dad. In fact, this is probably going to happen more and more across the country as these idiotic policies are taking hold and our daughters are being exposed and subjected to, blatant sexual harassment. And in this particular case, his daughter was raped in a campus bathroom because the policy is that they're gender fluid and that gender makes no makes no whoop on that campus. And his daughter was raped. She will carry this with her for the rest of her life. And the school board, wants no liability. And, sorry. And that's just the way it is. You're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, I think, it's a couple of things. Obviously, legally, they prefer that this whole thing go away in terms of legal liability, payouts and legal bills, that kind of thing. But, there's an ideological reason for this as well, which is these people believe in, as you say, gender fluidity and, a girl can have a penis and a boy can have a vagina and so forth. So if they admit that, sometimes boys who go to girls' rooms might actually rape the girls there because they still have penises attached, even though they're girls, et cetera, we're in a beyond the looking glass here. If they admit that, then a lot of this whole sort of transgender magic that the left has been pushing is really kind of jeopardized. So rather than let this man get up and talk about the rape, not just some pat on the rear end, but rape that his daughter experienced in a public school bathroom, they cover the whole thing up and. Basically, when he tried to open his mouth and talk about it, and had the police wrestle him to the ground. I mean, the stuff we're seeing now just looks like they look like scenes out of Havana, or scenes out of Managua, or scenes out of East Berlin. It's just staggering, and for the worst reasons, and to advance the most horrifying and outrageous policies to begin with.
Well, and you think that first of all, look, I'm not a psychologist, but I am a student of. Human sociology, and I observe things. And when there is, whatever you want to call it, I know some people might take exception, sexual dysphoria or something that has to do with sex. When that becomes the point of life and such a focus in your worldview, it can cause you to do things that otherwise you wouldn't do. If I can say in normal conditions. And so what's happening is the school boards are taking a huge risk here. And they are, it's like they're casting fuel upon this sexual fire. And it's very dangerous. And in this particular case, we have one child that's been raped. There's probably been other stories that we're not hearing about where girls have been, attacked in facilities that were normally girls-only areas. But now, the risk that these school boards and our society is taking at the expense of our girls and, dare I say, even young boys, this is very dangerous, DeRoy.
Well, I think it is. And look, you mentioned gender dysphoria, and I suppose there's a medical condition under which some people may fall. And if that's the case, then you might say, okay, these three people with that medical condition will be allowed to use the girls' room or whatever. But, we've gone so far from the concept of if you are a man and you have your penis surgically removed and you then become physically a woman, that's one thing. And then we have gender dysphoria, as you described it. Now we've gone well beyond that. You don't need to have any physical reconstruction. You don't need to be diagnosed with a medical condition or psychological condition. All you need to do is identify, hey, I got out of bed this morning, I felt like a girl. Tomorrow I'll get out of bed, I'll feel like a guy. I believe the Harvard Center for Gender Studies says that gender can change by the hour. So you could be a girl at 9 o'clock in the morning when school starts. You're a boy at noon, and when you head home on the school bus, you're a girl again. And if we're going to be that completely flippant and cavalier about this, then anybody can go into whatever bathroom, and the consequences be damned. And I know there was a case in Los Angeles of a spa where women's spa, some woman with a penis walked in apparently with an erection, and there were some women complaining saying, we didn't sign up for this. What is this? What's happening here? The staff said, well, we believe that gender is fluid. Who are we to judge? Turned out this was actually a person who had been arrested previously for indecent exposure, exposing himself to people on the street and whatnot. Mm-hmm. The person actually had a history of sexual deviancy type crimes, and so I guess he maybe got arrested. But we've just gone in a completely insane area. It's just bonkers. The country has gone so completely off the rails in so many areas, and this is one segment of society that proves that point all too colorfully.
And the people with common sense are paying the price here, DeRoy.
Absolutely correct.
Right.
And, didn't we hear?
I mean, this is what it comes down to. I mean, go ahead.
We heard not even 5 years ago that we needed girl space, safe space for women, no men allowed, let the women go off and do their own thing, unmolested, literally and figuratively by men. And now that's gone. And now women, grown women and even girls in grade school should be exposed to, male genitalia as long as the male genitalia attaches to someone who says that the male genitalia really is female genitalia. Again, I only can imagine that the people in Beijing who would like to be on the top of the totem pole must look at this every day and just laugh at us with derisive peals of laughter as we go through all this sort of nonsense rather than behave as a normal operating superpower.
Are we abandoning the moral application in all this? Because, this is the slippery road that has led to the destruction of empires and nations long before the United States of America, where there is a, an abandonment of moral authority and, some moral consequence here. And we're totally unhinged. I mean, we're more and more becoming amoral to accommodate what? I mean, for a very small minority of people and ideas, we're bending over backwards, and it's as if the 95 are suffering for the, less than 5, I guess.
Oh, I think it's the 99 suffering for the benefit of the 1.
I almost said that. But I thought I'd give them the benefit of the doubt. Go ahead.
Well, let's make it 98-2. How about that? So it's 98% okay, dog being wagged by a 2% tail. I think that's what's going on here. You mentioned abandoning morality. I think we've abandoned common sense. I think we've abandoned logic. We've abandoned basic biology. Maybe we need to get rid of the words male and female and just say people with penises, people with vaginas, and use the bathroom which corresponds to whatever actual genitalia you have. Maybe that'll sort this thing out. But this whole business of how do you identify? I mean, I happen to be a 57-year-old black man, but what if tomorrow I wake up and say I identify as a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Swedish multi-billionaire? Okay,
yes.
Where's my yacht? Where's my helicopter? Where's my ski house? Where's my beach house? Where's my corner office on Park Avenue? I want them, and I want them right now, and who are you to tell me I'm not a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Norwegian or Swedish businessman? I want my things, I want them right now, and you're going to give them to me.
Right.
But why
exactly.
Not?
Well, this,
why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, this is already happening in minor steps, to your point. So it's not going to be a huge leap if we continue down this road, right?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm waiting for, and we certainly have the gender fluidity. I think we're not too far from the point where we're going to get to racial fluidity. And you could have again, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, maybe a 17-year-old kid who wants to go to Harvard, Princeton, Georgetown, Yale, what have you, who says, well, I identify black, so I'm going to fill out black on my scholarship and my college application.
Right.
And obviously a lot of these schools want to have black students, and so they'll let in the black student who happens to have blonde hair and blue eyes,
right.
And his last name's Schumann.
Mm-hmm.
And when he shows up first day in class and doesn't exactly look black, and people say, you're not black, he goes, excuse me, I identify as black. Who are you to say I'm not black? And what is the response going to be? You know, if he can show up with a penis and say he's a girl, who's to say that he's blonde haired, blue eyed, and isn't black?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to say that?
Well, we had a senator who showed up as an Indian. So hey, why not? To your point.
Yeah.
Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy. Before we get ourselves into too much trouble here, stay with us. More from DeRoy after this.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is kicking off the holiday season earlier than ever, offering Black Friday-worthy deals and incredible discounts to help customers save big starting now. Customers will find deep discounts on top brands and must-have products across popular categories such as fashion, home, toys, electronics, beauty, and more. For the first time, customers can use the Holiday Prep Shop to discover everything they need to prepare for the season, from festive fall decor and holiday meal prepping to seasonal treat inspiration and more. Looking for gift ideas for your loved ones? Amazon also just revealed its biggest selection of holiday gift guides, including the popular Holiday Toy List and expertly curated stocking stuffer picks, and customers' most loved items. Customers can start saving now by visiting amazon.com/epicdeals, browsing the Amazon app, or asking, Alexa,
What are my deals?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. You know, just to kind of wrap things up here, I was talking with a high-powered attorney, and how I ended up sitting next to her was beyond me, but I thought, well, what the heck, I'll take advantage. Really brilliant lady, and she is a judge pro tem on top of everything else, and she does hear cases in traffic court. And I was trying to get from her, and I still have to get it. She has to read a disclaimer at the start of the hearings to, and she says, I read it specifically so people know that it's not me saying this, it is the court saying this. She has to identify by pronoun how she's identified and that she respects that certain people want to be identified with certain pronouns. Right. I mean, this is how it's gotten, you know, that...
This is in Florida, and which is not exactly a wacky state.
Well, no, actually, this is in Los Angeles. I met her in Florida, but she's based out of L.A.
Oh, well, yeah. That's unfortunate, but less surprising.
Yes, exactly. So that's what's going on. So
kind of the capital of bonkers land, as you know.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, my prayer along with yours, DeRoy, is that common sense would return. It has left the building. We need to bring it back and be able to reason about all these things. Can you imagine common sense and reason? We could handle this COVID deal. We could make sure that there are free and fair elections. We could make sure that the energy component of our country was restored. The borders would be restored. I mean, these are just common sense issues, and clearly, you know, that's being played out in these latest polls that show that Joe Biden, he is so far underwater on all these things that even Democrats are trying to figure out, how do I take a couple of steps back? I mean, when you have, Terry McAuliffe on a call, on a conference call saying, well, we can't have Joe Biden here. You know, he's not very popular in Virginia right now.
Yeah, Joe Biden's more underwater than Captain Nemo right now. And boy, has he fallen. I mean, he's gone from roughly 50% approval down to about 38 between about roughly June and September. I mean, that's a really big fall in very little time. And I think he's down to, 36% approval among independents. And it's, you're in bad shape when the independents start walking away. And I got to think, you know, this is after the border disaster after the complete ignominious failure and humiliation of Afghanistan, the return of inflation, and now we're seeing something that, again, you reminds me of Havana and Managua, empty store shelves thanks to this whole supply chain mess. And there are a lot of people responsible for it, but I don't think Biden is helping any of this thing. And that's only going to get worse, and I think we're going to see more shortages. And, I mean, it's almost the symbolism of Biden getting in January, and before Halloween, the place starts to resemble Venezuela, which is what I warned people would happen in terms of empty shelves and all that.
Exactly.
I think all those things are going to continue to push his numbers further down. I mean, he may find himself in the middle to low 30s before the end of the year.
Yeah. Well, all I got to say is that maybe this year we just make our Christmas presents. Don't expect to go into a retail store and buy any presents. You might have to be a little bit more creative this year. And maybe Tony Fauci may get his wish that, the Grinch who wants to cancel Christmas, he may get his wish that it may be canceled just because people are worn out. And they just say, you know what, I think I'm just going to take a nap during the holidays.
Yeah, to everyone just sleep in from the 22nd till the 28th or something like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Give our friends, little bottles of honey and jelly or something like this. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of Joe Biden, these latest emails from Hunter's infamous computer, his laptop. Wow. I mean, they had a shared bank account and money going back and forth. This is, if 15% of the people, as you reported on this, 15% of the people after the election said, had they known about, Hunter Biden laptop, they would not have voted for Joe Biden. Well, I wonder how much more that 15% has grown to regret their vote because of the Hunter Biden shenanigans.
You're absolutely right about that. And, of course, if that many people did not vote for Biden, Donald J. Trump would have won in a landslide. Number one. And number two, the reason they didn't hear about Hunter Biden's laptop is because Silicon Valley went into high gear and blocked the story from the New York Post, which detailed the shenanigans on Hunter Biden's laptop. They literally dismantled or suspended the Twitter page for the New York Post, America's oldest newspaper, for about 15 days, I think it was, right before the election, which is exactly what we want. People have the maximum access to information about candidates and their campaigns and their ideas and their records, et cetera. And so people didn't hear about this information. The people who would have voted against Biden voted for Biden, and here we are. And the whole argument had been from Joe Biden, no, I never talked to my son about his business. He does his own thing. I have no idea what he's doing. And now we're finding out that they have a commingled bank account. Which means when Hunter Biden is depositing money into an account which also has Joe Biden's name on it, he's basically depositing money to Joe Biden's bank account, which completely, if it's true, this is accurate, this completely, totally implicates Joe Biden in all of Hunter's financial hijinks.
Exactly.
And if that's the case, we have got a much, much, much different and much worse situation vis-a-vis Hunter Biden than we did just a few days ago when we're talking about his ethically highly questionable art sales and his art exhibit out in California. I think one is going to come back here to New York soon. So this, right. I think that this is the scandal that's going to keep on giving, and we may find that Joe Biden is not just mentally challenged as his grip on his faculties becomes more loose, but that he may find himself in even deeper ethical quicksand than he is today.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's every week he's got financial issues. I mean, what was it last week? It was, he owes the IRS, the American people, what, $500,000 or something at least?
Yeah, this is a guy who beats up on how the rich are using loopholes to avoid taxes. Yeah. It turns out that he's a rich guy using loopholes to avoid taxes. Gee, what a shock.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he just decided to avoid it. The loophole he's using is questionable, and of course, we'll let the attorneys deal with that one. Mitch McConnell has been dealing with the full weight of a country about to go in default, and he buckled his knee under the pressure of this Democratic debt limit, right?
Yeah, he did, and you mentioned something. Unfortunately, this is a myth that I find even my friends on the right repeating, the idea that we're on the verge of default, and so Mitch McConnell had no choice but to cave in to Chuck Schumer and participate in raising the debt limit. The fact is that U.S. Treasury collects way, way, way more money required every month that it can use to pay off the net interest on our bonds, the U.S. bonds, and pay off our our creditors. For example, looking at fiscal year 2021 to date, the Treasury collected approximately $3.5 trillion, and the net interest payments about $360 billion. So basically, you've got the amount of money being collected versus the amount that goes out for net interest, 9 to 1. We collect 9 times the money we need to pay off the interest on the bonds. And so the idea that, oh, my God, we're going to run out of money and we're going to have to do an Argentine-style default. Default doesn't mean – it's just like your credit card. Let's say you owe $5,000 on your MasterCard. At the end of the month, you're not going to default if you don't send MasterCard $5,000. However, you will default if you don't meet your $250 a month premium or minimum payment.
Yes, exactly.
So all we need to do is make the minimum payment by paying the interest. You don't have to pay off the entire $28.8 trillion national debt. If we did, we'd all be out shaking cups in the street. And so the people like Biden and Schumer and Janet Yellen lied. LIED lied to the American people, telling them we're about to default when we were not. We have lots of money to pay off the interest because of that manufactured crisis, that completely fabricated emergency. Mitch McConnell, his knees got wobbly. He caved in, and then he went along with Schumer, raised the debt limit, got nothing in return. It'd be one thing if he said, all right, Chuck, I will vote to increase the debt limit, but I want you and the Democrats all to vote to change the Senate rules so that you can't get rid of the filibuster without 60 votes. That might have been worthwhile. Or if he said, all right, I'll vote on this, but we need to vote on a balanced budget amendment simultaneously. That might have been worthwhile. But he just gave the store away in exchange for absolutely nothing. And then you'd think Schumer would be gracious and thank McConnell for his assistance. Instead, he just got up on the Senate floor and just gave this very, very nasty speech where he attacked the GOP, said for to pull our country back from the cliff's edge that Republicans tried to push us over. Right. So, I mean, he basically got this help from McConnell, and he turns around and just clocks him in the face on the Senate floor 5 minutes later. Unbelievable. McConnell.
Yeah. Did you see Joe Manchin's face during that time?
He was so horrified he actually put his head in his hands. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, and then he walked out. And then he walked out. He just couldn't handle it. So to punctuate the lie even further, I mean, here you've got a colleague in the Senate, a respected senior colleague in the Senate, you know, just walking out. He just disgusted, obviously.
There's something about being gracious in victory, but this is called just being totally graceless in victory. And as a consequence, McConnell said, well, I'm not going to vote to raise the debt limit ever again, or not in December anyway. We'll see if that sticks. But that's too late. You know, this is all tied in with the $1.2 trillion so-called infrastructure bill, the $3.5 trillion spending orgy. And right now, McConnell and Pelosi are trying to figure out how to get those two bills passed. When they have the debt limit as well, a person juggling three balls, not easy.
Exactly.
Juggling two balls, much easier. And what Mitch McConnell did is basically take one of the three balls away, and now they're juggling two balls rather than three. And he did that without getting anything in return. And after running out and telling the public and telling his other GOP colleagues and telling the entire Republican and conservative base, we're going to stand up. The Democrats, if they want to raise the debt limit, have to do it themselves. We're not going to help. You know, we on the right are ready to, you know, for the fight of our lives on this. And then, you know, the first shot goes off, and up goes the white flag up the flagpole. So I'm appalled and disgusted by this, and very, very severely disappointed at McConnell's lack of leadership. I think he needs to get out of there and let somebody like Mike Lee or Tim Scott or somebody else lead the GOP with energy and vigor and serious commitment to conservative principles.
Well, I'd go with you on that one. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, has been with us. DeRoy, as always, appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
You as well, Bill. Thank you very much.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?